الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. Last khutbah I was here, I was talking about this one ayah in Surah Al-Furqan, the verse number 70, which represent a new start. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us all the time a new start. And He is telling us in this new start is also what kind of steps it need to be taken. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraging us to come back to Him. And He is saying, don't even worry about your package. If you have bad one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His mighty and by His kindness and by His mercy, if you meet a certain requirement, He can turn those bad deeds, those liabilities, those bad credit, can be turned to your favor. What more it can be generous than this? What can be more merciful than the act of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat? I started to talk about the different type of sin that we do. And inshallah today I'm going to go very briefly, and I'm going to try inshallah to digress to get to those major elements, which is al-iman, billah tabarak wa ta'ala, al-amal al-salih, al-tawbah, al-iman, al-amal al-salih. First, before I go and digress any further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala putting to us a method here. He is saying to start anything, start it clean. Don't mix the good with bad. If you want to start, you start by the first thing, which is a tawbah, repentance. That means you clean up. After that, after that, al-iman, the belief. And after that, your belief. You know the value of by your belief, the value of your belief is how much it is pushing you to do the good deed. One of the major measures that it been used to know the health or the quality of your iman, not how much knowledge you have, not what you can say or what you are reading, but how much what you believe in can push you to the good deed. And I mean it by the word push you, and make you eager and alert to stop the bad one. That's the iman, the quality of the good iman. So the kind of different sin that we have, there are some sin that you did and I did. And unfortunately we think our responsibility ends in this neighborhood or in that jurisdiction. In reality it is not, it is only one. So the first kind is what you do and what you don't do. The second kind is what you did not do, but directly or indirectly you helped other people to do. If somebody come and ask you, for instance, to have your car key because they want to go and do something bad, and you give them the car key, basically you did not do the bad thing, but you helped them to do the bad thing. So you are involved. And your involvement and your responsibility is the same. So we have to be careful. That's another type of behavior and another type of attitude we have to come for. The third, a type of mistakes or shortcoming that you've been acknowledged that it happened and it is in your jurisdiction to do something about it and you did it. Sayyidina al-Habib alayhi salatu wassalam, he said, من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فمن لم يستطع فبلسانه فمن لم يستطع فبقلبه وهذا أضعف الإيمان. سيدنا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام said, whomever see a wrongdoing, change it by your hand. If you can't, by your tongue. If you can't, by your heart. And this is the weakest level of Iman. And, but, Don't accept it. And don't think it is okay. I didn't do it, somebody else do it. No. At least because you did not resent it by your heart, you get involved. The fourth type of shortcoming or mistakes that we will be asked for is the type of environment or the shortcoming of our behavior that can lead us or lead others to do mistakes. The shortcoming that we do can lead us or lead others to do mistakes. When we do not, unfortunately, even the Muslim new generation of the Muslim community, when it comes down to dating, they don't know if it is right or wrong. When it comes down to drinking, what's wrong with it? Interest or riba, who said so? They don't know. And we think that all of a sudden this changed to monasteries. No, they did not change the monasteries. But basically, the way that it is raised, they've been raised, is day in and day out, day in and day out. And if there is no education and discipline and a training process every single day, do not expect the results for a fruit or for the tree you never put the seeds for. How is that going to happen? Our commitment to the non-Muslim community. We are committed to them. Do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sended us, created you in one area, make you have a certain background, and out of your own family, maybe out of your own brothers and sisters, you are in one land and they are in another? That's just a coincidence? That's it happened because you want to do so? No. But because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in every and single every one of us a certain potential and having a job where you will be to do. Ignoring that completely, ignoring your obligation or you're not even acknowledging that you are responsible is a big problem. Big problem. You are living with a community and this community is not a Muslim community. You have only two options. Either you melt, accept, and before you know it, you and whomever behind you slipped. And right turn out to be wrong and wrong turn out to be right. Or you will introduce yourself, you will introduce your religion, you will introduce your thinking, you will introduce what you can do to the community without losing your character, without losing your ID, without losing yourself to yourself, and teach the community how to deal with you as a positive partner. How to deal with you as a positive partner. In a lot of cases, people don't worry about what is your religion, but they are worried about how good you do your job, how good you are treating others, how honest you are in the way you handle things. And that's beyond the shadow of a doubt. And before you know it, have an impact and have a reflection on your belief. That lawyer or that doctor or that engineer or that teacher doesn't have a family problem. I mean, outstanding. He does not have an alcohol problem, doesn't have a drug problem, doesn't have this. Oh, he's a Muslim. Or she's a Muslim. You see? The behavior introduced Islam. So you need to find out, it is not good enough that you do not do bad. And also it is not good enough that you think that you are doing good to yourself. But you are still responsible for those main areas. You are still responsible for what you do. You are still responsible for you're helping others or not helping others to do, you are still responsible for what you've been acknowledged, that it is a wrongdoing or it is a good and you did not promote and we did not stand against it. And you're also responsible for not creating the environment where everybody will have opportunity to at least to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want and to do, or at least to have the choice of being good or being bad. Another thing we need to know very quickly, repentance, it is a continuous process. It is not one event process. There are things that can, it cannot happen to twice. Period is one time. Anything you do, eat, also it is in when you are eating this meal, it is only one event. When you drink one glass of water, it is one event. But the repentance, it's supposed to be continuous process. Continuous process. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said it in hadith about repentance, that he seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if he knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. Allah forgive you. But he keep seeking repentance and ask forgiveness more than 100 times a day. Why? Because it might be any shortcoming. It's not what he's doing. But in the overall picture, in the overall responsibility. Alayhi salatu wasalam. If that's the attitude of Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how would the attitude of the follower of Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should look like? We should do a whole lot more better than what we are doing now. You need to understand also in the why we need the constant feeling and the constant alert about the tawbah. You need to understand and feel wherever you go, Allah with you. Or by the American way, you can run but you cannot hide. Go anywhere you want. Anywhere you want. It wouldn't make any difference. Allah see you. And if you are shy about, people know that you did something wrong. How are you supposed to do and to feel when you know that Allah watching you doing something wrong? Who you should be worried about? Are people judgment to you or about you? Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judgment about you? So all the time, be aware that you are 24/7 under surveillance. Allah watching you. All the time, Allah knows, see you, and see what you do. Everything you do, you think it is small, you think it is big, it is right, it is wrong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see it. Allah see you and see it. The third thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. That means Allah is the witness. Allah is the witness about your evaluation. He is the one that he would not only judge you, but he does not need evidence. He does not, in that day, he does not need people coming from outside that says that's what he meant and that's what he did, or he did not do that, or he did that, or that's what he said, or what did he not say. Allah see you, Allah hear you, Allah first handed a witness to what you did and said. Or by another word, you are in a trial. There is no lawyer in it. Except Allah mercy. The only lawyer in this trial is going to be Allah mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because no one can come on your behalf. There are a lot of doctrines in the history of the mankind, especially in the known religions, like religious figure, which is can be holy or semi-holy, they can testify on your behalf that you are from the organization and you are a good guy. They can give a testimony that you are good. That's their doctrine. That's their philosophy. That's the way they think. So the religious figure can act or can interfere in this process. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no. Kafa billahi shahida. Allah is the witness. Allah see what you do firsthand. Allah hear what you do firsthand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know what you do firsthand. And he doesn't need witness. Also, another reason for having the continuation of seeking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your motive. Allah knows, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةُ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تَخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah knows your motive. خَائِنَةِ الْأَعْيُنِ. You know, خَائِنَةِ الْأَعْيُنِ, it happened very, very fast. Maybe one of the fastest reflections that the human being have is خَائِنَةِ الْأَعْيُنِ. خَائِنَةِ الْأَعْيُنِ, when you suddenly find yourself in a situation and you look to something you should not be looking at. And if you do not react very fast, it will count against you. If you don't act very fast, it will count against you. Maybe you were surprised by it. But if you stay looking, it is counted against you. خَائِنَةُ الْأَعْيِنِ وَمَا تَخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. What embedded in the heart. There is a lot of people you can see their smile. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows their motive. And He knows what's in their heart. And knows how they feel. And if what they are doing is genuine or it is not genuine. And they are the victims, unfortunately. You are the victim or you are the beneficiary of what's in your heart. You are the victim or you are the beneficiary of what's in your heart. Another reason that why we should all the time be alert and keep seeking tawbah. Wallahi, one of the best things ever you can do to yourself is train yourself. Train it. And believe me, will come along with you. Your trainee gonna come along with you. Train your tongue. Train it. By zikrillah. And train him to do tawbah. Just while you are having the faculty, that means you know what you are doing, commit yourself. Anything that I'm going to do, I'm going to start it by Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Anything that I'm going to finish, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma taqabbal. Train yourself. See after 1 week what's going to happen. And see how that's going to control your behavior. Because a lot of bad things or a lot of shortcoming or things that you can do better. And you completely got used to. Now when you start to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that's alert. That's right there a bill. Right, the red light. Wake up. What is it about you are doing? Or about you are about to do? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. If you say it, you're going to say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen after an act of disobedience, how it's going to work? How it's going to work? So at least that's a very good reminder or a quick reminder to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last reason why we supposed to train ourselves and keep zikrillah and seeking forgiveness from Allah in our tongue all the time is all the time also we do mistakes. Mistakes is not a stage in our life, unfortunately. Mistakes is not a stage in our life. Every single day you got a different type of mistakes. Some we learn it and we don't do and we have a new set of them. As long as you are alive and breathing, the potential of doing mistakes is there. The possibility of doing mistakes is there. And if you are not alert, can you imagine somebody counting on, I took a bath or I took a shower last year. I change my clothes and I get new clothes every week. When some smell comes out here and there, I put some perfume. How would that work? That's a lot of wasting money, wasting time, wasting everything, because your body need to be washed, need to be cleaned. Your body does not need the perfume. Your body does not need the new clothes. Your body need the pure water. And exactly the same thing, your soul. It needs to be cleaned. And the pure water for the soul, astaghfirullah. The shower and the bath of your soul is astaghfirullah al-azim. Wa atubu ilayh. Your soul need it. Can you imagine you are responsible for somebody and you are not allowing that person to take a shower or a bath for a year? You are stopping that person, depriving that person from taking that shower or a bath. Just to train your tongue, make a point to spend the time on it. And believe me, just the saying, Astaghfirullah al-Aliyy al-Azim wa atubu ilayh. See what kind of a help is going to come from Allah. Ya Allah, help me. And see what kind of a help is going to come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us a treasure. I cannot say any word less than treasure. In one ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, He is speaking to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِيهِمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِيهِمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Ya Muhammad, we will not reveal our anger and punishment on them as long as you are still alive among them. And the other guarantee, Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam passed. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِيهِمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. As long as they are seeking forgiveness, they are trying to repent, they are in the process of repenting, process of adjusting, no punishment. No punishment. So it is not the minute that you do it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send it. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah ghafurun yuhibbu al-maghfira. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking us for forgiveness. He said, come, I forgive you. But if you don't do it and you don't say it, what do you expect? What do you expect? So be kind to yourself. And seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness. All the time. I hope today we will train ourselves. Please, two things. Two things. Commit yourself. If you're going to shake hands, if you're going to do anything you imagine, say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And when you finish, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma taqabbal. In the name of Allah, to start, most merciful, most gracious. And when you finish, Alhamdulillah, I hope that Allah will accept. Don't get bored. If you are bored, you don't have anything to do. And even I know a lot of people, even when they are occupied, they are over occupied. Their tongue, Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya Rabbil Alameen. Their tongue never stop. He got his own brain. The tongue got his own brain. Dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking forgiveness, asking for tawbah, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making supplication and dua all the time. I hope inshallah we will be among those people. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing. Ask Allah to bless our gathering. Forgive all our shortcomings, all our sin, all our mistakes. And help us, ya Allah, to be a better Muslim. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. As much as we know now that mistakes and shortcomings and sin, they are not only one category, we need now also to know another thing very quickly. Your responsibility is not individual. It is true, I understand it, and it is there. كل نفس بما كسبت رهينة. You will be responsible for what كسبت, what you did and what you did not do. But the question is, what did you do and what you did not do? What determined that? The nature of responsibility that has been given over you. You are responsible in the family that you're living in. Your family is your responsibility. Your spouse is your responsibility. Your children are your responsibility. Exactly like it is their responsibility. But the point here, who will do the teaching? Who will start? Who will do the commitment? Who will say, let us do it? Who will say, I have to do this? I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with at least trying. Your son and your daughter and your spouse. I'm not saying, oh, neither we are angels. And it's going to be a lot of conflict. And it's going to be a lot of resentment, a lot of rebellion, a lot of, name it. But one thing I know, when the people feel that you are speaking from your heart, their heart listens. When you speak from your heart, their heart listens. When you speak with love, they sense the love. When you are hush and speaking with them, even if you are saying right, they overwrite. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to Sayyidina Muhammad, honoring him, if you are hush, غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ, stubborn or strong with people, لَمْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. You will never find anybody around you. Your job is to help, not to control. You've been given a responsibility. When Allah sended you a baby or sended you your spouse, there is a hidden contract in there. If you look closely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling you, I trusted you to help that being, to help that person, to help that innocent soul, to help that baby to grow up and qualify to my mercy. feeding and drinking and sheltering, living and dying, and health is my business, not yours. All your business is to teach him, to train him, and to be a good role model. That's your responsibility. And that's your responsibility to your spouse. And that's your responsibility to your children. You can teach what they call it here, teach by example. We have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do. Because you still, even if you make sure or you think that your family is doing good, alhamdulillah, may Allah bless them. But they need a lot of skills to have to. It is now, I think we all agree that it is not good enough that you are good. It is not good enough that you are good. But it is good enough, or it will. You will come to the point of being good enough when you are helping other, showing other how to be good. I want to finish the khutbah by saying, we don't have options. You only have one of two options, and the decision going to have to be you. You are one candle, being trusted by the Sunnah and the Quran and the message called Islam. That light that it comes from that little flame that inside you, it can light up a certain distance to the Muslim and to the non-Muslim. But if you have a commitment to transfer that light while you are alive to as much candle that you can you imagine? Can you imagine one room got only one candle, one light? And one room got 10 candles and they all light. And each one of those candles know how to light another candles. Your job is to be this candle. Your job is not to be only the candle that it will give the light and the place. But your job is to be the candle that will transfer the light to the other candle and teach the other candle how to transfer the light to the other candle. I want to finish the khutbah by saying this. The most valuable asset that you have in your life, they are your family. By all aspects of your family. The best investment that you can do is with your family. The best you can do of act of ibadah or worship is never give up on your family. And never see a wrongdoing and let it happen. All the time there is a beginning. Every day is a good day to start. Every hour is a good hour to start. Till you fulfill your mission in life. So the best you can do to your family is to learn yourself how to invest the gift of love. The love and the discipline that you have to those children and to your spouse and to your parents, your brothers and sisters, to make sure that everybody on the same street. You can promote and you can demote. Promote by truly make a point of recognition, especially to the new children. Make a point of recognition to anything good they do and tell them Allah will be pleased with you. Give them a little gift, maybe $1 a store, some kind of a celebration. Make something out of it. And when they do something wrong, let them know. Let them know. You can be the source of your life to your children. You can be a source of finance, can source of protection, can be a source of shelter, can be a source of a lot of things. Source of power, social power or whatever. When the minute they grow up, they can replace that and they can get rid of that. That's not a big deal. You are bringing bread. After 20 years, your son and daughter can do the same. And before you know it, even can be more. And they're going to say, don't twist my arm, please. But they are willing to get out of your jurisdiction. But one thing I know, and one thing I know. No one ever, at least maybe my experience in life is very limited, and I can be wrong, but I'm speaking from my own experience. No one is willing to give away a source of love. If you know that somebody genuinely loves you, care about you, you will never give that away. If they are poor and you are a millionaire, you will never give that away. If they are sick and you are healthy, you're never going to give that away. We love to be with the people that we know, not we love them. We love to be with the people that we know they love us. If you teach your child from now that you are a source of love to them, or to your spouse that you are a source of love, and they feel that source of love they're going to lose or going to change because of act of disobedience to Allah, see what's going to happen. See what's going to happen. Come to a good wholesome mother or a good father and let him say to their children, if that's what you want, now you know what is right and wrong, I'm giving you the silent treatment. You think you are right? I told you what is right. And now it is, you want to go your way? You want to be stubborn? Be it. But you are not going to enforce that on me. I am giving you this silent treatment. See what the impact after that is going to be after a couple of days. If you love somebody, you don't let go. If you love somebody, you help them to be a better obedient. Till you come to the point, Allahumma ashhad fa'anni qabbalakht. Let us seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ask Allah to bless our gathering, bless our families, forgive all our sin, all our shortcoming, and help us all to be a better families and better believers. And help us, Ya Allah, to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply them in our life so we can live in peace. And we can die in peace. And inshallah, in the hereafter, we'll be in peace. And we'll be among the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Firdaus al-A'la. Ibadallah, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Ibadallah, inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi. Ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Adhkuru Allah yazkurkum. Wa la zikru Allah akbar. Wallahu ya'lam ma tasna'un. Wa aqim as-salah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات سبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير. الله أكبر. سمع الله حمده. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا وسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. لك الحمد.
الله أكبر.
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 السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
More services through the program here, like marriages, ceremonies, and also other activities. Like if anybody has any problem with anybody else, or some kind of family also services, inshallah will have activities like that and more. Now, if anybody has any question, ask Sheikh Muhammad, please. So, go ahead, man.
My question is that, first of all, I can say I understand when one will always attract back to love. But my question is, when Allah says that for the Al-Munafiqun, for the disbeliever, how he himself disliked them, but he didn't. When dislike is their characteristics, then they're this, because Allah, He, it's only one thing that He don't forgive for, and that is shirk. And we'll have different levels of shirk, shirk akbar, inconspicuous shirk. But when you try to love someone that is a munafiqun, or someone that is a disbeliever, it will always be the same results. You will not gain anything for trying to continue to extend love to something that is a threat to you, because it says for the munafiqun, how they will, if you don't try to be like them, what they will do, they will come to the point, if you don't mess with them, they will try to hurt you physically. So you will have to step off.
Jazakallah khair. This is an excellent point. Is where is that love, and how is that love? Sometimes, but love is to discipline. By discipline, stay away. You see, look at it this way. Your life, is you are like somebody jump into the water to help somebody else. First, you have to learn how to swim. You yourself. If you go to somebody to try to help him swim and drown, and that person will insist to hold on you, and both of you are going to drown. Stay away. For the people that they take courses in how to save lives, the lifeguards, inshallah, they all the time, they never come to aid to any victim from his face. They come from the back. Even if the people will recognize them and see that they are coming, few steps before they come, they will dive, and they will maneuver and come from the bottom, and they're going to hold them from the back. Because they know this is the only way for both to save. So your prime goal is to save yourself. But you're going to help others too. You never give up on them. But there are a certain time you're going to have to say that. There are a certain time when I say, Allahumma shahad fa'anni khar ballah. Oh my Lord, you know that I did my best. But you do your best. You know what I mean? But do not allow them to drown. That's the most important thing.
Beautiful explanation. Thank you very much.
Just a big love.
Thank you. I got to get you translated. Yeah.
الإحرام
تكتب
الكار شوية
ان شاء الله
استنى بقى
الله ينور عليك استحنا وحالك يا رب ده كده ممتازه ده عايزها انستراكشن ولا عايزها تريننج ولا عايزها بلا لا خلاص انت ان شاء الله
السلام عليكم
عندك الخير كله اهو ان شاء الله من البيت بقى عاوزين نشوفها اليوم اللي تحدده نقول يا جماعه عليه يوم الاحد
اقول لك اذا كان كده انا طب انا دلوقتي طب
هو هيوريك ازاي برضه
اتكلم
ممكن ممكن
انا لازم انزل الصوت يعني اتكلم المفروض
ده هو في حاجه دلوقتي انت هتشوف ديت مش كده هو بقى معاذ خليك انا بس عاوز اشوف الكتاب ايه
دلوقتي هي جايبه تحيات ثانيه دلوقتي لو انا ممكن اعمله على الكمبيوتر اذا كان ممكن يتعمل من الكمبيوتر
ما هو من
يعني انا اسجل يعني انا اقعد احضر على
الكمبيوتر انت كامل ده
طيب دلوقتي هو ده اللي تم تسجيله
اللي تم تسجيله لما انت هتسجل بقى هيبقى وضع ثاني هو هيقول لك انت خش يعني صوت عالي
لا هو ده تسجيل
سجلها بقى دلوقتي
بعد ما نخلص هتفضل اخر خطبه موجوده لحد ما نعمل
خطبه تعمل لها لود ثاني
انا ممكن ساعات اعمل ريكوايرمنت
هو ده نقطه طيب انا دلوقتي لو انا هتكلم انا مش شايف يعني
لو حضرتك تتكلم مش هينفع على الموبايل لازم تكون
في
لابتوب عندك لابتوب يعني عندك
هذه available
ممكن اشتغل جوجل هانجاوت
انا وانا جوجل
اي حاجه فيها جوجل هانجاوت
يعني ديسمبر
14
ها لا مش
ادخل على
الجيميل
هتلاقي فوق مكتوب
اسمك يعني اول يوم بعد الحج ماشي
دوس عليه
انتم كل بعد بعد
اما تفتح جوجل بلس جوجل بلس ده فيه ايكونز كتير
لانه ابني يعني بالمدرسه
فهيصير
في سكول تايم
بروح على
Thank you.
ما فينا ما فينا هو فاهم.
نعم.
اي مكان تعمل خليها لايف
تعمل كده لان انا برجع يعني عضل.
لا لا اي مكان تروح بقى يبقى معاك الديت شغلها لايف ده وتعمل كليك وتيجي عامل عبد الرحمن اللي هو يكون لايف من اي من اي مكان.
استنى شويه لما يظهر هنا كونتاكت.
طيب
لو ما ظهرتش الكونتاكت
طيب
بسبب ما
طيب.
بس بص هنا
خد
جنبيها ايه ستارت هانجل.
ستارت هانجل.
طيب انا ادخل ستارت هانجل.
طيب
بس دي سهله جدا يعني هانجل ده هو الفيديو هيشتغل وان انا دلوقتي ايه
يعني تقدر الكاميرا
انا بسميه مثلا فايبر كوب او
او طيب التالي بالتاريخ اي حاجه
اي او لكتشر قصدي تعمل سنتر وشوف انت حتى
بس تحتيها مكتوب انيبل هانج اوت اون اير هو ده اللايف. هعمل انيك
اوكي
بس اوكي
اوكي
وهانج
خلاص
كده خلاص بقت هانج اوت بس لسه مش لايف
دي
كده هانج اوت. ف سواء كان في ستارت بدات بيه او ما بداتش تدوس على امبيدد هيطلع لك لينك هنا بتاع يوتيوب اللينك ده لو اي حد خده هيشوف الخطبه لايف. شوف اللينك ده تبعته لي انا هتصرف على اعرف احطه في البرنامج.
ده اعمل اللي انت عاوزه على
عايز
لا ان
شاء
الله انا موديل اللابتوب
تطلع من هنا خالص طبعا
سهلة جدا يعني ممكن اعرف اكتر هي جوجل بلس
مطلوبه
طيب جوجل بلس هو ده اليوزر نيم بس هو بيقول لك جد يعني انت عندك هناخد الاب
ايه كابيتال
اللي بتكتبها على
لا لا مش دي اسفل اللي بتدخل بيها على جيميل مش بتدخل بيها على
001 اوكي اعتقد ان انا ستوب كاب كده ستوب كاب او هتبقى ام عرفه بس يا اما ام عرفه 01 يعني بس انا عندي باسورد كتير جدا فبعدها بتخش بقى بيسيح على
معك
أخذ بر حضرتك فبيسيح على معك فأنا كاتبهم في حتة فشوف
كده أنا أستولى
تعمل طول برضو
معرفش أنه كبير أوي كده
نعم
لا بقول معرفش أنه كبير أوي كده النت عندنا سريع مفروض يخلص
كنت دلوقتي عامل
هنا على اللابتوب ده موجود برضو اللي هو يعني لو هو
جوجل بلس
ده جوجل بلس مش الجيميل جوجل بلس المفروض ان هو كل اللي جواه الهانج اوت
طيب جوجل بلس هو اللي فيه الهانج اوت وكان ممكن تخش من جيميل على جوجل بلس
بالظبط احنا انا بستخدم جيميل بس عشان ادخل على جوجل
بلس وحضرتك عايز ال طب هتعرف ازاي طب تقدر تخش على الجيميل وتعرف تجيب الاي ال تجرب الباسورد بتوعي احسن عشان يبقى في ايدك وانت هو تروح للي ايه بقى جوجل جيميل
او جوجل هي
مش ايوه كل ما انا اما اعرفه 01
اتش ولا اعرفه
كده ار اي
M A R A F A 01 at
gmail
dot com. طيب اللي هنا هنجرب كده stop cam S T O P E.
أنت مغردهاش مغردهاش حق؟ مغردهاش خلاص؟ لا أول ما عملتها مغردهاش؟
والله ما غيرت حق. صدقني الوقت عندي مش الوقت عندي مشكلة.
ام عرفت
ستوب ما اشتغلت
ام لا لا لسه ما جربت
طيب جرب ستوب كام اس تي او
ستوب
كام سي اي بي اي
بي اي
بي لايك بي
بي لايك
بي بيتر
لايك بيتر بي اي طيب شوف كده
اشتغل
يبقى هي دي
الحمد
لله طيب اهو ده كمان خلص اهو
طب كمان اوبن بقى
اوكي يلا الله
اه سبحان الله ده ده انت هناك في البيت بس كنت عارف انك كمان الجماعه في الوقت الاسلامي يعملوا لها لايف على السكرين اللي تحت يوصلوا الكمبيوتر للسكرين اللي تحت والناس تبقى قاعده وشايفاك
وهشوف كمان بتاع الاسكرين اذا كان عايزين
الطريق اوكي نفس الطريق انت تقول لهم بقى كل بقى يبقى في نفس الوقت
هو بيوريك ان هو جواه كل حاجة طيب اجرب ان انا عارفها ان ما اعرفها
انت الفكره ممكن تبقى الناس كلها الوقايات ممكن تبعت لهم كلهم
صدق تؤمن بالله
لا اله الا الله
انا جبت عربيتين ورا بعض يعني قدام وما شاء الله اللي يفهم في اللابتوب في البتاعه دي دلوقتي راضي خلاص يابا خلتي وخلتك تفرقوا فانا اعتبر جاهل يعني لما تيجي في الحاجات
لا بس ما فيش وقت يعني الوقت اللي الواحد
ما عنديش مش ثمن ان انا اكمل
بس كويس الحمد لله دي بقى ايه
المهم يعني رأيت ربنا يبارك فيكم يبقى عندكم الكونكشن بتاعتكم.
اه على الفيسبوك
كان هنجي اوت اللي هنا مفهوش البروكاست.
طب ليه؟
هو في الموبايلات كلها كده عموما.
اه
بس ده بيعتبر موبايل
الاب كده اصلا.
انا عشان كده بكونكت من اللابتوب. يعني انا بضحك على الاب بخليه يشوف الفيديو من اللابتوب. انا كنت الاول عايز اشوفه من الموبايل تاني. هذا موضوع
اه يعني مشتغلش الايباد بتبقى زي
التليفون.
طيب على كل حال
كان عندك لابتوب يا حاج
عادي.
اه
عادي بس قدام
مش هتفرق. اهم حاجه في كاميرا.
هو في كاميرا
اه اي حاجه فيها كاميرا وميكروفون جوه خلاص. بس خلاص عرفت ازاي هتدخل على الكونكت عادي. هتدخل هنا في جوجل بلس.
طيب
وتختار هانج اوت. وعايزك تختار ناس
اللي انت هتتكلم معاها.
اه
طب ممكن تختار كلهم. عندي معارف في الويست وفي الايست وفي الاسلام.
وانت بتروح على ليش بتعطيك الكلام هون؟
اه
طبعا كويس. ممكن ليا عندك انت المحطوطه عندي انا.
اه
كويس
احنا دخلنا هون بحضرتك.
طيب
الاكونت بتاعك دوسنا بس
الاكونت بتاعنا.
دوسنا بس على حمد فرص.
طيب اضغط انا عليه.
لا خلاص ضغطنا عليه.
خلاص طيب
ضغطنا. لما ضغطنا عليها ظهرت الشاشه دي.
طيب ماشي
وظهر جنبيها هنا. عندك هنا تظهر الستارت عندي اهو. بس بص الفرق بقى لما تدوس عندك هنا تشتغل على طول فما هيش هتنفعنا. لما تدوس هنا بيديني اوبشن. انا عايز الاوبشن. عمل ستارت الكاميرا وكل حاجه بس اديني اوبشن. ايه الاوبشن؟ ان انا ادي لها اس. ان انا ادي للهانج اوت اس او مثلا هانج اوت دي.
يعني مثلا ممكن نقول
كلمه انيبل هانج اوت اون اير. هيقول لي خد
بالك الناس كلها هتشوف دي مش موجوده.
مش موجوده هنا.
لا عشان الاوبريتنج سيستم مختلف.
عشان الاوبريتنج سيستم الابلكيشن مختلف.
الابلكيشن نيتشر اوف الابلكيشن مختلف. طيب على كل حال خير ان شاء الله. لعل الله جعل لكل شيء سببا. طيب انا هشوف اللي عندي.
طيب هنا
ده يعني انا عندي لو عندي واحد كويس انزل جوجل بلس من الابلكيشن.
مش هتفرق
اي لا حاجة. مش هنا هنزله على
اللابتوب. مش بينزل على اللابتوب. تكتب جوجل بس عادي. هو
في جوجل عادي. صحيح.
طيب دلوقتي عشان نعمل فيريفيكيشن عشان الفيديو بقى تنزل.
طيب
لازم يعرف رقم تليفونك.
طيب
فاكتب رقم تليفونك هيبعت لك اس ام اس دلوقتي.
طيب ده هو اللي
جامد.
اهو 443 على فكره في تمثيليات سوريه كوميدي جميله قوي اسمها ضيعه ضيعه. الجزء الواحد لا ده بيشرح لك حاله الوطن العربي. الله يرضى عليك. كنت عايز اسالك انت قلت لي لازم اكون عندك لان انا كنت بيجي لي ايميل كتير جدا عايز اعمل له بلوك كله.
خلاص سهلة نعمل
دلوقتي
على الريبورت ستام. بس قبل بس ما يروح عشان ده
طب فيريفيكيشن عامله.
لا 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 عمل هو يفكر.
249
7 2 8
ماشي تمام تمام. احنا
كده your account is enabled for a longer than 15 minutes. كده بقى ممكن نحط ايه كده نحط الفيديو بتاعك
ده اكتر من 15 دقيقه
ممكن نحط ايه نحط كل بقى الليسنز القديمه
طيب الله يسلمك طيب هنجيبها طب ولما نحب نجيبها نخش على جوجل وبعدين نعمل البلاس
اه لا تكتب في محمد عرفه او اكتب
فين او هيبقى هنا في
اي حته بقى في جوجل في اي حته ما خلاص
اه خلاص سيرش عادي يعني او في يوتيوب او في كده تكتب بس الاسم بتاعك
في لينك يكون واضغط عليه برضه دايما انت بتحط اللينك على الفيسبوك تعالى الفيسبوك بتاع الحاج دايما تحط اللينك لان عشان الجماعه هناك
انا اقول لك الحكايه دي ايه
يا عم انا دلوقتي انا دوست على اللينك هنا فجالي اهوت هذا
ما دايما بيجي
هنا اعمل برضه
بقول لك بص الله يصلح لنا وحالك طبعا تفرم
اي حد
شوف بقى انت ايه يا جماعه دول جماعه من
كل دول عايزين يروحوا
انتوا ما بت
طبعا اقول تفرم وخلاص ومشيها بس انا ما اعرفش هم مين
انت ما تعرفش ممكن
واحد بقى واحد بقى بص عليه واحد واحد بقى واسمه
صور ابن اخويا فيها
انا شفت بقى
لا 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 تلاقي هيزعل
Add friend, add your friend, family. عملت كنسل ارجع تاني ازاي؟ Add friend, cancel request.
عملت كنسل request خلاص.
لا خلاص.
لازم اعمل تاني.
اعمل تاني. خلاص انا عملت كده خلاص
انا هنا في كل دول بنزل عايزين
اتصور ابن اخوي ابن اختي
شوف انا طلعت دور كده تاني
يعني ما تزعلش
تصدق بالله ما عندي وقت والله العظيم ما عندي وقت
هو هيضيع وقت بصراحه حاجة عادي اصلا بيدخل على الفيسبوك وسايق
يا شيخ
وازو على التليفون
انت بعد ما تتعود عليه كده وتلاقي اصحابك بتاع مش هتعرف
طب ده دلوقتي ده جاي تاني اهو اربع مور مانيفاكتشر مور في نيشر فريندز عامل له اد تاني ولا ايه
خلاص كنت عامل له اد
خلاص
طب انا انا ظن ان هنستاذن انا الاولاد هنروح لكم ماشي بس خليك لانه بس نخلص بقى تعرف كل حاجه طيب انت خلي يعني وريني كل حاجه بقى عندك تكون وياك والشط الصغيره دي الشط الصغيره دي ايه ها
Okay. العربية معايا فين العربية حبيبي؟ شايف العربية معايا؟ انا بس متعود فيها حبيبي عاوزين معاز بس
معاز بتاعت الماركر
الماركر؟ انا عندي واحدة هناك في البيت ليك هنجيبها لك حبيب يلا يلا اشيل بيت يلا انا عندي واحدة حبيب عندي واحدة حبيب عندي ماركر عاوز ماركر انت؟ انا عندي ماركر كتير انت تحب
تشوف
شوف دي ها اهو
لا انا مش
عايز طيب استنى افتح لك العوز عاوز عاوز موز من دي من الموز شايفها طيب استنى دي كمان اهي ايوه هو فاضل جالك لما كنت تحت هنا لو تنزل احنا هنا تطلع على دي على طول تفتح ال ها
ترى في الجزئين. ها؟ ها؟ تنزل دلوقتي في الشرع؟ ها؟ يا محمد تنزل الشرع دلوقتي؟ ايوه محمد تنزل الشرع دلوقتي؟ طب يلا بسرعه على الارض عشان اشوف اخش على اولادي. يلا السلام معاذ انت صليت الجمعة حبيبي؟
اه
اه انا مبسوط منك. صليت مع الناس مع الرجالة؟
اه
اه انا مبسوط منك.
انا سوّرت.
اه وانت ما عملتش
انا كنت سمعت صوتك
انت سمعت صوتي في المسجد؟
اه
اه عشان انت عاوزك انت تبقى تعمل في المسجد كده زي بابا كده.
اه انا مش انا بول.
لا انت
مان.
انا مان؟
اه
ما انت ان شاء الله تبقى مان برضه. بالك معاذ؟ بس لا وهم هم لما عرفوا ان انت جود مان ما يزعلوش. اه
جود مان.
لا انت جود بوي. انت جود بوي. ايوه محمد انا معدي صوت كابتن اهو ماشي. طيب انا هو معدي لكم بس لكم مفتاح على طول معاد مع ماشي نوديها لاحمد ونشوفه كده. خلاص انا انت قلت كده نبص عليها ان شاء الله وانا اقول بنمشي دلوقتي انا ما نعرفش. ماشي خليني انا قبل خلينا نبص عليها الله يرضى عليك الله يرضى عليك يا مارتون ان شاء الله خير ان شاء الله. انت بقى انت على الباب انا عندك انا ماشي طبعا عند اللايت. ايوه طب يلا تعال يلا لا انا وراها انا وراها
حبيب مام.
طب يلا
الولد جعان.
طب يلا
الولد
جعان. الفن موجود في نص هاف ستريت. نبص على زيت زي ما انت قلت كده. نبص على زيت. كان في معلقة حتى المعلقة اللي كانت فيها حتى الشوكة اللي كانت فيها في اللي كانت المشكلة بتاعها دي كان في شوكة حطتها في ال ها؟ ممكن تموضع طيب انت عندك شوكة حتى شوكة اللي معلقة في المحل بتاعتك
شويه
انا عايز مكرونه. طيب يا حبيبي اديك مكرونه يا حبيبي. طيب تاكل الماز؟
اه
طيب احنا مبسوط؟ مبسوط تاكل.
طب
بتخلص ولا بتخلص؟ ما تاني.